All right, so we are sitting here at Oro downtown with Katie Couric. Katie, this is so awesome. And you have that beautiful smile, and I'm looking right at you. This is wonderful.
You're so nice to say that. It's actually kind of gummy. And when I smile, my top lip disappears. Do you see that?
Do you have that mouth, that smile insured?
Oh, very funny.
With Lords of London, no, like Mary Hart?
No, I don't. But you're nice to say. It's big and it's actually genuine, so I think that's why it works sometimes.
Well, tell us about Katie, which airs September 10th on ABC 11.
Yeah, how about that for an original name? What do you think?
It's all you need to say.
You know, I thought about naming it Afternoon Delight, and then I thought, that sounds like something on the Playboy Channel.
That might get us in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of sounds like Katie After Hours. But, well, it's going to be an hour-long daytime talk show. And I'm really excited about it because I think it will give me an opportunity to really be myself. I love doing the evening news on CBS. It was a real privilege. But I felt slightly confined by the format.
And you couldn't use that beautiful smile as much.
I couldn't smile very much. I couldn't really interact with people. I couldn't be spontaneous. I couldn't be funny, that's for sure. And I think that this will give me an opportunity to sort of satisfy my curiosities in all different areas. I'm interested in important issues. I'm interested in celebrities because I think they're more interesting than we're led to believe from two-minute interviews. I'm interested in cultural trends. I'm interested in the way people think, psychology. I'm interested in so many different areas, health and wellness. And so I think this will be hopefully an opportunity to impart really important and helpful information to people in an engaging and compelling way.
So there's not going to be an audience screaming, Katie, Katie, Katie.
Well, I hope so. You never know.
and by the way, you said earlier that this isn't going to be Oprah, but do you feel the pressure to give away cars and trips to all the studio audience?
Well, I don't think that's going to be happening because we don't have Oprah's budget. So maybe Tinker Toys, but I
love those growing up, and the Lincoln Logs too, I might
add.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean hopefully people will want to be a part of this because they'll learn something, they'll have some fun, they'll maybe have information that they can apply to their own lives. They can make smarter choices about parenting or about caring for an aging parent or about dealing with loss. I mean, all the things that I'm kind of going through in my life, I hope will be helpful to other people.
So it's a mirror of your life.
Well, I don't want to say that.
And educational.
Yeah,
at the same time.
I don't want to say every show is going to be extension,
right.
An extension of
what
I'm experiencing.
Guess what I did today? That's a show.
You know, I really need help with such and such. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But I think a lot of people, these are kind of universal themes for a lot of people. And, of course, we'll be doing just interesting, fun things that have nothing to do with anything I'm experiencing as well. You know, you think one out of four couples over the age of 50 is now getting divorced. And, you know, I have been dating after 50.
It's tough.
Actually, I've been dating since I was 42 when my husband died. And I think with children, it presents
a career like yours.
Yeah, a lot of challenges. So, I mean, that's something that if you're not dating after 50, you want to be. I'm kidding. Or you know somebody who is.
I'm a single father. I've been through that. And it's hard getting up every morning and then maybe a date on a weeknight at 7 o'clock. And I got to get up at 3:30.
It must be really tough for you with your schedule.
Yeah.
But, you know, so those are some of the things that we want to talk about, of the responsibilities for taking care of aging parents. You know, oftentimes one child will bear the brunt of that, either because of geographic proximity or, you know, for other reasons. And I think that's interesting, too. But, I mean, there's so many interesting things to talk about that I think so many people can relate to.
Well, let's just hope ABC keeps you on the air long enough to get it all done.
Yeah, well.
Are you a country fan at all? Do you listen to country?
I am. I do like country music. My husband was a big country fan. You know, his favorite artist was Randy Travis.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, who I actually love, too. But yeah, I do like country music. I love Faith Hill. My friend Sheryl Crow is coming out with a new country album in a few months. And I went to see her in Nashville. This is why my job is so cool. I went to see Sheryl in Nashville. And she invited over for dinner Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, Dierks Bentley and his cute wife, Kenny Chesney, and Sheryl and I. I was like,
wow, it's like this all-star cast.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
And, no, but I really do. I love all the people at the table. And I love Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. And, yeah, I am a country music fan.
And you love 94.7 QBR.
I love 94.7 QBR. Mike?
Yeah?
Are those socks with sandals?
Yeah, why?
Are you a German tourist or something? Seriously, dude. Deep six the socks.
Thank you, Katie.
Bye.